Ricky Diaz was a senior at Vanderbilt University in 2011, Pat McCrory's press secretary in 2012, and the communications director for the Department of Health and Human Services in 2013. In a press release, Diaz announced today that he's taken a job with Republican campaign firm FP1 Strategies in Washington, D.C. Diaz told the Raleigh News and Observer that he wanted to get back to campaigning, but declined further comment. Diaz leaves a health department that's faced near constant criticism, including his appointment. He and another McCrory campaign staffer received more than $20,000 raises while the department was in a hiring freeze. Republican Senator Tommy Tucker memorably grilled Health Secretary Aldona Vosh about the choice.
We have teachers with 5 years of experience making $30,000 a year and have not received a raise in 5 years. Yet you go hire someone who is 1 year out of college with an English major and pay him $85,000.
Last week, Diaz was back in the spotlight after the health department mailed the private information of 49,000 children on Medicaid to the wrong addresses. Diaz incorrectly told reporters that state officials discovered the leak Thursday when they had been informing counties of the error days earlier. Perhaps Diaz's most significant move at the agency was reorganizing and expanding the health department's public affairs office to resemble a political campaign's messaging arm, including creating public relations and marketing teams. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.